Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. John in the studio.
Yes.
Me, due to parenting and all sorts of things, John, and work and everything that life throws at us.
Slings and arrows. Skype.
Not poorly, though. Let's just say that. Not
nope.
COVID. Let's just make that very, very clear.
I'm not ill, but I don't know. Can you hear me a little? I feel a little croaky today.
Well, John, you've been very busy working for Talk United Radio, and may I say an excellent job in a very, very good job indeed. And in face of what sounded like a very disappointing evening, John.
I've had better evenings, I'll be honest. I can think of a few than going to Aldershot with the temperature barely above zero and watching us chucking a last minute goal, lose the game.
You've been
national we got national leagued. Yeah, we did. We're fully national leagued. All the shots spent the previous 86 minutes, they couldn't even pass to a teammate 2 yards away. And they lulled us in and then suckered us at the end. Classic national league.
You've been national league. Gary time goal. Everything we don't like, just back at us.
We weren't the only team last night to be national leagued. That is for sure.
We'll come to that later on. John, I'm very impressed with you because there was a player called Silla and you did not do one surprise.
I was so desperate, but I thought,
if
I go surprise, surprise, is he going to get it? I say, let's go over to our Graham for the half times or something. I don't know. Would anybody get it?
I think you should have, John. Everyone would have appreciated that.
I was really tempted.
I was WhatsApping you during the game, but you were very professionally didn't have your phone, or were just ignoring me.
I was ignoring you, I'll be honest.
Telling you to do Silla jokes. Come on, John. That's what everybody wanted. What a shame.
Or if at half-time, Silla had brought on an old Aldershot player that no one had seen for 50 years. You thought they'd sign for Woking.
They'd bought on Silla's brother. Chalk. One of my favourite things this time of year is to do Driving Home for Christmas in the voice of Silla Black, John.
Okay.
And I'll give you it now.
Come on.
From top to toe and tail back. I just can't wait to see their faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah.
It's lovely. Look, I think if it had been us two on commentary, we would have gone fully in for
the
Silla
night,
sort of stuff. We'd have had some fun.
Should have kept it in me trousers, John, and not had children, and then we could have had that sort of joke last night.
Look, I think reflecting on decisions made 15 years ago seems a little harsh on yourself now.
Maybe, but we did miss out on some great Silla back. It's a real shame.
What a shame.
Hey, John. A full full National League program last night, as they say, a full card.
Yeah.
I think we should probably get on.
We should do, because of a Saturday as well. So let's come on, let's find out what's going on.
Yes.
So yeah, as we said, Saturday and Tuesday to catch up on in the National League. Lots to go through there. I think we're going to hear from Roger and Brian for a second week in a row. Because they've got a bit of news, I think.
Well, it's been a bit of news, but we heard them talking, John. We were quite shocked, but we welcomed the news, didn't
yeah,
we, John?
Very, so, very we 2021. Will,
hear from them later on, which would yeah. be marvellous.
Yeah, we'll do that. It's dominating the agenda of everybody who listens to the National Obsession at the moment. It's FOF of the year, it's FOF games, and the latest round closed a couple of days ago.
1 o'clock Monday, wasn't it?
It was 1 o'clock Monday. You had to get us a picture of, you draw a picture or create a picture somehow of Andy Hessenthal at a Dover manager, smart. So we will go through the submissions because we have had plenty yeah. of submissions.
We've had some of them, John. That's good that we've had some because it could have been a nightmare. Couldn't
could have
it?
Been really
the
bad.
End of FOF.
No letters no today.
No photos of Andy Hessenthal today.
It would have been very awkward. But no, the FOFs have come through. So we'll go to what the FOFs have submitted. It'll be another FOF Cole, possibly.
Ooh,
and we'll see. Because look, the rounds, there's not many rounds left. So we'll see who's still in the hat after the round of it.
And maybe some other letters, John.
Yeah.
And a look ahead to the weekend. It's all great.
It's all
give
there.
Us some news.
Let's go back to Saturday then. It was Barnet 2, Torquay 1. Oh dear me. I was tiling my kitchen. You were turning on some Christmas lights. We were neither of us there. But I don't think we missed out on anything very much.
Yeah, I feel like the lads are missing me, John. I think maybe that's what it is. I know I bring very bad luck to finals and everything.
Bad
but,
juju.
You know, I haven't been for a while due to many reasons. And I think that's why their heads have gone down.
Well, look, it's worth a go, isn't it? You tried everything else.
Tried everything else. I blamed the green kit Saturday, and then
then we had the third kit on last night, the really nice third kit, and that didn't work.
We needed some grown-ups, John. And I said it on Twitter last night, but we need some grown-ups out there. We've got no grown-ups out there, like digging in.
And the thing is, particularly last night as well. I mean, I wasn't there on Saturday, but last night, plenty of nice football. Like Amani Little was brilliant. He was covered every blade as he has been doing this season. Passing, superb, and you know, had sort of vision that was well above our level and was picking people out with great little balls, lovely turns out of trouble, all this sort of stuff. Connor, very much the same, was absolutely superb in the wrong areas, if you know what I mean. None of them did that business in that final third where it was needed. There wasn't a decent ball into the box. It was like Sinclair Armstrong was just chasing endlessly trying to make something happen. But it just wasn't
must
happening.
Be so frustrating. Must be so frustrating for them that it's not quite clicking.
It's a shame because it was close last night. Like the first half, they played really well. And you know, you look at it on paper and you think, oh God, that's a disastrous result. And it was, but like they didn't deserve to lose the game.
A draw
would have been about right. It would have been disappointing, but it would have been about right.
It's a tough old time to be a Torquay United fan. But then, you know, it does go up and down, John. And I was thinking about this podcast. The majority of this podcast has been done with Gary in charge and with a very much an upward curve. It does go up and down. But this feels a little bit more...
He's had no money to work with. You know, I mean, look, the performances haven't been good enough. The results haven't been good enough. But he's got no money.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, dear, John. Oh, dear.
It's not great.
Dear, John. Oh dear, I don't know. I mean, it's really disappointing. I still, as always, cannot get over. What was I thinking of this week?
Does...
I was thinking of Benji and Benji coming on in extra time and not really doing anything. And then I was thinking about us really getting going with Jake Andrews coming on and then him getting injured.
Yeah, well, it does keep making you think that. You just keep thinking, oh God, it could have been so different. And even then, like if they sort of back Gary in the summer and said, no, come on, we'll go again. Have some. Let's go for it again.
Maybe,
we were so close, but I don't know.
Maybe
we did.
It's pointless this year. You know, maybe it's pointless this year.
No, there is also that.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Carry on, John.
I don't know. Anyway, let's stop talking about Torquay. It's depressing. Bournemouth 4, Maidenhead 0. Bournemouth 4, Maidenhead 0. So God knows what's going on down at Maidenhead. Just more just random. Just have four Bournemouth. We'll score 6.
I reckon they just turn up. Next time. I think they just turn up. I don't think they meet in the week. Just turn up. Go for it, lads. That's Alan Devonshire. Up you go. Good luck.
We'll play a 0-0-10. Go.
Yes. Go.
Bromley 3, Kings Lynn 2. So Kings Lynn, along with Dover, it's one of the whipping boys at the moment. Yeah, you think Dover and Kings Lynn are definitely worse than us and should be 2 out of 3 to go down, but then there's that third spot and you're going, oh God, please, there's got to be someone else.
Fine, John. John, it's going to be fine.
Dagenham 0.
I'm not worried.
Dagenham 0, Yeovil 1. So Yeovil picking up
lost
a little bit.
Form. Dagenham lost.
Dagenham
form
have really, dropped off. Dover 1, Halifax 3. Another couple of goals for Billy Waters there, which is good. Delighted.
my thought for saving Torquay United season is that we all put a tenner on Billy Waters to score this Saturday.
Lovely.
And all that, all of us, everyone listens to this. And we all put that, give that money to the club. Because there's not more of a dead cert.
It's utterly, than Billy utterly
Waters
certain.
Scoring 2 or 3 goals on Saturday at that flipping plain mock.
Good news on Saturday, Eastleigh 2, Notts County 0. It's always a bit of fun.
Lovely,
Notts County
yes.
losing there down at Eastleigh. We've all been there. We've all been good. National League at Eastleigh.
Yeah, everyone gets National League.
It happens.
There.
Solihull Moors 0, Chesterfield 2. Weymouth 1, Altrincham 4. So Altrincham Dream, delighted, no doubt. Altrincham, big win on the road there. Woking 1, Stockport 2. Couple of goals for Paddy Madden. He's finally pulling his finger out, looking like the player that he actually is.
Dave Challoner will do a good job, John. He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Yeah, he knows what he's doing in this division, and he'll get him rocking. They look great. They looked great on the telly.
They did. Yeah. They looked good. And Wrexham 0, Wealdstone 0. So a very good point on the road there for Wealdstone, who, again, we said it last week, and it's true, they are having a quietly very good season. Unbeaten in their last 5. They're doing well. On to Tuesday night, Aldershot 1, Torquay 0. Blah, blah, blah. Forget that. Bournemouth 1, Notts County 1. So 2. There's a 1 point from 6 there for Notts County from the last 2 games, which is always a bit of fun. Bromley 1, Yeovil 2. So 2 wins in a row there for Yeovil. Yeovil picking up a couple of valuable wins. Chesterfield 2, Altrincham 2. Chesterfield 2-0 up and cruising. And then 2 goals in the last 5 minutes there from Altrincham. Beautiful.
Yeah, cheer yourself up, John, by going on Chesterfield feed for a bit. Just for a bit of schadenfreude. Just to cheer myself up. And they get so angry, the Chesterfield fans. They're so furious. And especially as they've got Shimanga. Spent 100 grand on a striker and now they're trying to crowdfund 15 grand for a frost cover.
What is all that about?
I do not know how that club works.
So they're either furloughing their players or crowdfunding for a frost cover and then, shelling out fortunes on Shimanga. How does that work?
I mean, Shimanga was an amazing signing.
Of course, live within your means, for goodness sakes. But I haven't seen...
A touch of frost.
I haven't...
A frosty reception.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the...
Frost cover.
To the Chesterfield. I haven't seen James Rowe's post-match interview, but I'm guessing full of praise for Altrincham. Really saying what a great job they did. Really,
Frost Nixon, John. Surely if they get a frost cover, we have to do something Frost Nixon.
So isn't that Jules Nixon? Yeah. Chesterfield.
Fantastic. Exactly what we need.
Very niche.
Brilliant. Very niche. About as niche as it gets.
About 500 people really enjoyed that. he's a Torquay United fan. Look him up.
Yeah.
Dagenham 0, Eastleigh 1. So Eastleigh have 2 good results there in a row. Dagenham, as you're saying, slumping big time out of the playoff now as well. Dover 2, Wealdstone 3. Dover absolutely useless. Wealdstone, Umera!
Bloody hell!
Got a goal there for Wealdstone. So Wealdstone doing well. Dover, Harry Ransom did score for them, which does sound like Harry Ramsden's, but not quite.
Nearly.
I don't know if he leaves a note everywhere he goes, old Harry Ransom.
I don't know.
Oh, you've disappeared. You've gone very quiet.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, you're there, but you've gone very off mic. Oh. Hello.
Was it you or me?
I don't know. You're back and sounding fine. Ooh, well, you suddenly went very off mic and then disappeared.
Ah, oh, lovely. I was trying to. I fell down a well, but I'm back.
So yes, Harry Ransom, which sounds like Harry Ransom, but not quite.
Yes.
Don't know if he leaves a note everywhere
he
goes.
We got that bit.
We got that bit.
We got that bit, John. We got that bit. We did that. Don't do it twice.
I thought I'd just do it again because I didn't hear a lot of laughter first time. A bit odd.
Nothing, just silence.
No, just must be technical problems. Halifax won Wrexham 2. Halifax were leading until the very end, and then two late goals from Paul Mullen. Wrexham had over 1,000 fans there in the away end.
They can't all go up, John.
They can't.
Now, this is the one way to find some excitement from this season is they can't all go up.
It's about the only thing we've got to cling to, just watching.
That's all we've got.
Watching the bum fight going on up there. That's literally all we have. Sully Holmes 2, dude. Grimsby 0. Another thing to enjoy this year. Grimsby.
Oh, I know.
Going
Jeez.
All kinds of shit they've turned to.
They really are.
Grimsby's really gone wrong.
Poor, we'll have to get Lloyd back on again soon because he was really cocky last time I spoke to him.
Hopefully he's been brought back down to earth a touch. And yeah, Joe Sabara scored for Solihull Moors, obviously the Sabara Desert.
Oh, lovely job. That was very nice.
Not sure I wrote that
very
down,
good.
But that was as far as I got.
Just say it out loud, John, and we'll go with it. It's all fine.
Stockport 5, Kings Lynn 0, so Kings Lynn getting another thrashing there, and Weymouth 2, Woking 3. So Woking's quietly impressive season continues.
Yeah, I know, but although there is talk of Douse going to Hartlepool, John.
Really?
Alan of Douse being the new Hartlepool manager.
Oh.
There is some talk in that, John.
Okay.
My sources tell me that I have no sources. Completely guessing.
Which leads the table. Chesterfield on top. Their playoffs, Boreham Wood, Grimsby, Bromley, Halifax, Notts County and Solihull. Also worth saying that Grimsby have lost 4 of their last 5. And then down at the bottom, Southend, Kings Lynn and Dover. Doesn't matter where Torquay are. Irrelevant.
It doesn't matter, John, because it's a fluid motion and it's, as we know, it's non-linear.
It's non-linear. The season's non-linear only just
football,
started.
So it's been only a couple of weeks in. I don't know what everyone's worried about.
Yeah.
Is that all the news, John?
That's the news. That's what it is.
This is the National Obsession is what it is.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. John, before we hear from Roger and Brian,
yes.
I wanted to ask, did you wear your bench warmer?
Do you know what? Nice. I didn't. I didn't.
That's why you've got a cold. That's why you've got the sniffles.
No, I didn't because last time I haven't. I think I really confused Gary with it. He didn't. I confused him, so I thought, no, I'm not. I won't wear it this time because he.
Not this time.
Yeah, maybe he's got enough. He's got enough on his mind at the moment. I thought.
Anyway, let's go and hear from Roger and Brian.
Hello there, Roger.
Hello there, Brian. Lovely to hear from you.
I just thought I'd Skype you there. I just hear and I see now on Skype here. I see you're trans now, Roger.
Well, I am, Brian, and it's lovely for you to notice it and to recognise that and recognise my rights and how I am identifying. I'm not him or her. I am them.
These them. They're here.
Yeah,
it's quite simple. There's nothing wrong with it, Brian.
No, very
you just
simple.
Feel yourself now.
They are here talking to you, Brian. And yeah, I am tram. Tram? I'm not a tram.
I don't think you're a tram.
I'm a tram, Roger. I got to go everywhere with these bloody great electric poles up the top of me. Only going on rails. No, I'm trans. I'm trans, Brian.
Well,
yeah.
I had heard you were a tram. What's he done? Moved to Nottingham or Manchester, is it? But then no, it's trans, and there's nothing wrong. Good for you. Good for you, Roger. All I've got to say is, bloody hell, Linehan!
Bloody hell! Graham Linehan, you bastards.
Let people go to the toilet where they want, bastard.
Rowling!
Trans women are women!
J.K. Rowling! You bastard Rowling! Bloody hell, J.K.
Let people be, J.K. Any school of wizards? Accept people!
You've invented a school of wizards, but why not let people be what they want to be, you bastard?
You bloody hell, J.K.
It's imaginary! It's imaginary, J.K. Let your imagination run wild! Stop boxing me in!
Let people be!
bloody hell.
Happy, Roger. I'm pleased you found yourself.
I have.
Are you going Halifax Saturday?
I'm not going Halifax, Brian, I'll be honest, as I'm on the float. It's Coffins Kurzweil Pride this weekend. And I'll be on the float there. Just...
Well, I join you, but I want to have a good shout at Gary and Billy Waters. It's a double.
Oh, that's I can imagine a lot of shouting. I'll be honest. I won't be shouting. I've reassessed my life in light of the decision I've made to go trans. So
he's gone trans. And maybe you stopped the anger issues. Maybe that's what the anger issues were all along.
I think it was repressed, Brian. I squashed it down inside myself. And the answer is, I've come out as trans.
Bloody hell!
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely, John.
Very, very good.
Any letters, John?
Up there with the very, very worst renditions we've ever done.
An assault
on years. Yes, we've got a few letters before we get on to the coveted Foff of the Year. I know that's why everybody's listening. That's why they're all listening.
They're all in for it now. They're in,
probably fast-forwarded through that. They fast-forwarded through the news. They missed the Harry Ransom bit.
Still in.
You missed that. You missed Joe Sabara.
You missed it.
Go back, you bastards.
They don't know the news about Roger.
No, they don't
know
about
it.
No.
Right.
Tom Kelly gets in touch with... This is the straightforward letters. Tom Kelly says, on the ice, fellas, I hope my letter finds you well. I write this to you on the back of a recent 5-day trip to the Scottish Highlands with a friend of mine exploring the lovely sights of Inverness, Loch Ness, Fort William and John O'Groats. This soon turned into...
What a lovely trip.
Lovely. Beautiful. This soon turned into a mini ground hopping trip to 3 non-league grounds, 2 of which I never knew existed, but highly recommend if you ever find yourselves this far north. On our trip to Fort William, our first port of call was to visit Claggan Park, the home of the mighty Fort William FC. After their rise to fame, after going over 800 days without a win, I felt compelled to visit this wonderful club nestled next to Ben Nevis. They're currently playing all their home games away from home due to drainage issues. I could only gaze from behind the lock gate, but in the torrential rain, the pitch looked like it was holding up well. Having ticked that off the list, the next port of call was a trip to John O'Groats, a 4-hour train journey to Thurso and a broken down...
They like a name, don't they? Fort William, Ben Nevis, John O'Groats. Good midfield, that.
An old uncle, Tom Copley. A 4-hour train journey to Thurso and a broken down bus ride later on country roads, we arrived at John O'Groats, and after getting our pictures taken, we had plenty of time to kill waiting for our bus back. So this got us wondering as to whether the wonderful village of John O'Groats had a football team, and a quick Google search came back with the shocking answer that they did. Full of excitement, we walked the half mile journey to the ground, and there it was, the signpost we'd been looking for, Folk Park, John O'Groats FC.
What a good thing to do.
Beautiful. And
I
said,
I love that.
And Tom says, not looking like a right numpty in my rather fetching talkie home shirt, we headed back to Thurso, feeling a sense of accomplishment and no regrets. But before leaving for Inverness, we ticked off one final ground as we passed by on the bus journey to John O'Groats, Thurso FC, just across the road from the most northerly Tesco on the UK mainland, rounding off a fine few days ground hopping obscure non-league Scottish stadiums.
Oh,
there we go.
That
lovely from Tom.
Awesome. Do you know what would be a brilliant, John? For a pre-season tour, Torquay United went on a tour of Scotland.
Well, Tom has said that he's putting Twitter requests to these clubs for pre-season friendlies, but hasn't had an answer.
Yeah, I don't think much football would get played. I think it would turn into a massive drinking festival. But I've been to a few games, lower league games in Scotland. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
What a great letter. And thank you, Tom.
Well done, Tom.
Absolutely brilliant, but a great... bit of ground hopping.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. On the ice to you.
And Mark Ridley gets in touch saying, I was listening gripped to last week's programme and excited to find out I made it into round 2 of the Foff games. As a point of clarity, I take it that the final will be held not at the Twin Towers of Wembley, but the Twin Serving Hatches of Trowell Services. Keep up the good work, Mark. Mark Squidley, he calls himself. Very good, Mark.
Goodness me. Maybe the final is a race to Trowell.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this involves us being a... Maybe it doesn't. They have to FaceTime us from trial services. First one to do it wins.
Oh, I love it. And if we, especially if we're hoping to do it just before Christmas. What a lovely Christmas treat for people. All the way up to trial for almost no reason whatsoever.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Lovely, yeah. Great. Well done. See, Newton, that's why you've got through.
Well done, Newton. Mike Ashley gets in touch. Now, we knocked Mike Ashley out of the FOF Games last week. And he says, hi, Charlie and John. Sorry for the lack of communication. As a postman, I listen to the newsletter on my round and always forget to email once I get home. As an update, because we said Mike's a Solihull Moors fan. He is, in fact, a Birmingham City fan who used to go to Solihull Moors, so have a soft spot for them. But after being brutally eliminated from the FOF Games, I'm determined to make it through to round two next year. On the ice, Mike Ashley. FOF 43 or 44, he says. Don't tell me there's more confusion. I thought I got this.
He's doing what's known as a druith. A druith move. Oh, I support Birmingham City, but I like little old Solihull Moors.
Tibbs Ashton says, hello, gents. Read your recent chat about the Juneys and the upcoming musical extravaganza. My money, Plymouth picked its side, because we were arguing whether it was in Devon or Cornwall. It picked its side when Ginsters became the sponsor. Well, there we go. He says, we need to move the Tamar a little bit east and they can bog off to Cornwall.
Wow. Some aggression from Tibbs. Well done, Tibbs. Love it.
Yeah, great stuff. Andy Charles, he says, I've been keeping a close ear out for further mentions of On the Ice in popular broadcasting, because Andy heard an On the Ice in Saturday Night Live. And he says, I'm now certain there's a Nat obsessive writing for a TV channel in the United States, because this time on HBO's Mr. Mayor, starring Ted Danson and Holly Hunter, there was a mention of See You on the Ice.
What? Well, no, they see what that is... it's an old theatrical phrase, see you on the ice, see you on the green, see you on the ice, meaning I'll see you on stage. So I think that probably comes from that. But On the Ice has never been to do with that. So, yeah, interesting, Andy, though. Thank you, though. Very, very good.
Well done, Andy. And one final message comes from L. Crude, and he says, wounded. Wounded, because we kicked him out of the FOFs. He says, it's very instructive.
He didn't write.
So many early FOFs like me took a bullet. Maybe we're doing the maths and reasoning that the more letters there are, the less chance of hearing from old favourites like Ivor Juney and Camp Leslie Smith. Whatever happened to Camp Leslie Smith? I think that was a one-off. I don't remember that at all.
Got cancelled. Cancelled for Camp Leslie.
But he says,
fine. Wonder what episode that is.
That seems like a really old one to me. I don't
good
remember
knowledge,
that at
good
all.
Good knowledge. Very good knowledge, El Cruden.
well done, El. And thank you very much for your email. Shall we...
right, John.
Shall we?
Can you tell me, first of all, who didn't send in a photograph?
Well, I can
do. A photo of their drawing or their drawing. And they are out, John. So these people are out.
Okay, moving up. Marcus Arscott, he's already out. Rob Walker, out. Ted Woodley was already out. Oh. Pete Garley was already out. Phil Overson was already out. Steve Smith, L. Cruden were already out. Peter Stringer, already out. Sorry, Nick Garley, guys. Already out. Lee Pettiford, already
brutal.
Out. Steve Thomas, already out. Liam Connolly made it through, but hasn't been in touch. So, Liam.
You're out.
You're gone.
You're out.
Liam, out.
Out. The hammer has fallen.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write this down.
What a good idea that is.
I think we should write this down. Malcolm Pearson, you were already out. Lewis Glasson, you were already out. Matthew Porterfield was already out. Chris Lintott, already out. Rachel Malick. Never, ever heard from Rachel. She made it through.
Nothing.
Nothing from Rachel.
Didn't send us anything on the Natobs pod.
You're gone.
Definitely not.
No.
Nothing.
Rachel's out.
She's gone. Rachel's
gone. Bye, Rachel.
Rachel. Wowee.
Harry Salvage, he was already out. Homeless man in Edinburgh was out. Joe, oh my goodness. Joe Tex Holden.
Strangely, that homeless man did send us a picture of Andy Hessenthal.
On the back of an old chip packet or something. Tex Holden.
Tex is out.
The bookies had as one of the favourites. He was odds on. Tex. All that gone. Work all year. Fallen.
Nothing to do with the quality of the drawing. Unbelievable.
Gone. Okay. Sam Roger was already out. Les Brooking has been in touch, but and he was through. Les just sent us a picture of his home bar. I mean, it looks very nice. And he says, I'm going to get in before facing the humiliation of deletion. You're both cordially invited to a session in my garden pub.
Oh, nice.
And it said, it looks very nice. Like, Torquay gin, a Westwood Development shirt on the wall. Marv the dog's there. But I think there's no Hessenthal. I think Les just said, that's it, that's me.
Les. I mean, home bar could be Andy Hessenthal R.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
I can't even make it do that. I can't make it. I'm afraid, Les. Thanks so much.
You're gone.
You're out.
David Gladys Gladman, he was in. Nothing from Gladys.
Gosh, some big John, names falling here, John.
Graham Cozens, nothing from Graham.
Graham, nothing at all.
He's gone. Ah, here's a big shock, because along with Tex Holden, Gary Gazhead must have been one of the favourites. Nothing from Gazhead.
Nothing from Gazhead.
Gazhead, marathon fourth.
No,
gone.
Picture. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
And Charlie Hewings, look at my dad's training top. He's gone.
Gone.
Showed
us his dad's training top, but not a picture of Andy Hessenthal.
No. And Andy Charles. Andy Charles never sent us anything either.
There we are. So, who have we had them from then, John?
So, do you want to go Anyone through what? Else? Do you want to go through what we've got? We begin with John Greenwood 2.
Yes. Who aren't they?
Has entered. And he sends a picture of, well, it sort of looks like a cliff, really. I don't know. I don't know whether that... I mean, Andy Hessenthal is...
I think it's good, John.
Does look like he's made of granite.
Yeah, it's art, John. It's art. It is art. I like it very much.
I like his thinking.
Thank you very much.
So, John Greenwood, through?
Yep.
Okay. Daisy Seller. Now, Daisy Seller, Nurse Foff, has doodled Andy Hessenthal on the back of a mask.
Oh, very well. Wow. Real pulling at the heartstrings there.
Pulling at the heartstrings. Going for the old, a bit of NHS sympathy from the pavilion end. NHS sympathy. and yeah, if you zoom in, it is actually quite a good likeness of Andy Hessenthal as well. It's good work from Daisy, I think. Is she through?
She's through.
Okay.
She's through, John. I've got my daughter's here, actually. I might get her to choose who goes through and who doesn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'd be nice to have Betty.
I think Betty, would you like to come and look at some pictures? Okay, Betty. So, this first one, this of a cliff face, is that one through or not through? No, not through. Cliff face, out.
Oh, John Greenwood's out. Okay.
Great, John Greenwood's out.
Well,
new rules. Daisy Seller, this is a mask, an NHS mask. In or out, Betty?
In. Yeah, Betty's good.
Okay.
Guest judge.
It's from Mark Hepworth.
Mark Hepworth, yeah.
It's a full colour drawing. Very, very good.
Full colour with a bit of grass.
Betty, yeah. In or out, Betty?
In. What a Mark Hepworth, the Glapstone Gladiators. Thrilled. Now, Mark Ridley has
there
done his on a milk bottle, milk carton.
It's very good. Four pinter well, he's milk carton.
He's basically drawn two dots on a milk carton.
Yeah. Skimmed. I don't think Andy Hessenthal is skimmed.
No.
Milk, but, you know, look, that's his way of doing it. Betty, in or out? Out.
Mark. Oh, Mark. Mark Ridley.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
John Greenwood.
John Greenwood won.
Next.
Lovely he sends
pencil drawing.
Angry Andy Hessenthal, who looks like the Incredible Hulk in this one.
Martin Rice in the bay.
It's a very really good drawing from John.
Betty, in or out?
In. Yes, Betty, I absolutely agree. Now, Peter Fishley is actually out, but he sent that anyway. He had a go, even though he's not in.
Oh.
He's not a foff.
Okay, well,
so I think that's just complete disqualification from maybe even next year's competition.
Lee Cloakes. Now, this is a pencil drawing. Am I right, John? Lee Cloakes?
Yeah, Lee Cloakes is a pencil drawing. HMS Durrell Berry in the background.
Betty, in or out?
In. Lee Cloakes in. Now, Rich Mills goes for another sort of... It's Night of the Living Hess. This is a very good drawing. Rich Mills looking sort of Planet of the Apes kind of thing going on. It's very, very good.
Very, very good drawing. But is it in or out, Betty?
I don't know him, so I'm just going to say in because you like it and I like it and I don't like him.
There we are. Some thoughts there from the judges on that one.
Oh, lovely. So that was in, was it, from Betty?
There
we were a little bit quiet, but I think I heard the words in.
Oh, yes, it was in. She said she doesn't know who Andy Hessenthaler is.
Oh.
She likes it. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
So it's in.
Good.
There we are. This one's from Sam Drew.
Sam Drew now puts a picture of his phone and a... really.
I don't think that's right.
No, I agree, Betty. Sam's had a
go,
but it looks absolutely nothing like Andy Hasentala.
Stick your bubbles up your. Betty! There we are. What a shame. What a shame. Kelvin Applin next. Here we go.
He's drawn two, an Andy Hasentala and an Andy Hasentaller, which is very good. A taller version next to him. That's very nice.
In, Betty
yes,
says in.
I agree,
lovely
Betty.
Stuff there.
Matty Hayward again, very put good. Minimal effort in. He's drawn it on the back of an easy peeler Zatzuma with the words RIP Vera. It looks nothing like Andy Hasentala. Betty?
But, Betty, in or out?
Out!
Matty Hayward!
I'm with you, Betty. Really poor.
Unbelievable.
Now,
oh, this is lovely from
Dave Tame called his Andy Hessentaler. He went out specifically to buy some Hessian to draw Andy Hessentaler on. It's very good. I think that's an automatic in.
Betty, in or out?
Yeah.
In. Bit of old sackcloth.
Lovely.
Lovely stuff. Here's Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly's
Scotland, but has he done a drawing?
It's very basic. It's a drawing with, but he has included Gary Johnson in the background with a bit of swearing towards Andy Hessentaler.
Betty, in or out?
In.
Really? Wow. Listen, isn't completely random.
Well done, Betty. Now,
job from Tibbs Ashton.
Tibbs Ashton has done a bit of photoshopping because he's photoshopped Andy Hessentaler onto the Incredible Hulk's body.
In or out, Betty, for Tibbs Ashton?
In.
Very good.
Now,
if you speak a bit louder, everybody can hear you. Otherwise, everyone thinks I've made you up. Jane Kelly.
Jane Kelly looking for a full clean sweep for the Kellys.
In or out, Betty?
In, because I see now he has a mask.
He has a mask.
He is wearing a mask.
In, Jane
yes.
Kelly. Well done. Lovely for the Kelly family there.
And finally, Clive Hayward.
He says, the love child of Stuart Pearce and Frank Prince.
Frank Prince.
On the ice. In or out, Betty?
In.
He's in.
Oh!
That's it.
So the ultimate humiliation for Matty Hayward there is Hayward Senior makes it in. And that's it. So John Greenwood 2 was out. Mark Ridley's out. I mean, Sam Drewiff's out.
Matt Hayward's out. It took Betty to finally see through, a six-year-old, to finally see Sam Drewiff and his two club situation. Unbelievable.
I can't fault Betty's logic at all there. So
bringing them up well. There we are.
So that leaves
next
us
round,
the next round. What is it?
The next round. We'd like you to send us a photo of you with something with Vanarama on it.
And it points for creativity. Don't go to a football ground. Well, you can do, but Betty is judge. Betty is judge executioner. So if you want to impress...
there we are. So something with Vanarama on it, a photo by Monday.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock would be absolutely marvellous to get through to the next round. Anybody who's still in. So who's still in, John?
So still left in the competition is Foff 11, Lee Cloak. Foff 14, Jane Kelly. Foff 18, John Greenwood. Foff 24, Mark Hepworth. Foff 30, Tom Kelly. Foff 31, Dave Payne. Foff 34, Kelvin Applin. Foff 35, Rich Mills. Foff 38, Clive Hayward. And Foff 42, Daisy Seller.
That was excellent. Thank you, everyone who sent one in. Sorry about that cruel hammer of fate.
Yeah, exactly.
Do still send us letters.
Yeah, please do send us letters to thenationalobsession@gmail.com.
In Gary, I trust.
Yeah, in Gary.
Yellows forever.
And if you want to stay in Foff for the year, something Vanarama by, are we saying Monday at 1 p.m. again?
Monday at 1. Either on... at NatObsPod or the email address, John, which is...
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
On the ice!
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.